Environmental officials and others celebrated as work began to remove a stone dam on the Amethyst Brook. It will result in better water quality and open a 9-mile corridor for the migration of aquatic wildlife, according to Wendy Weber, the Northeast Regional Director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
So there's potential for lamprey and eel, and I heard sculpin and salmon, and so a lot of the native fish that are found in here will now have ability to swim up and down a lot more freely.
The Amethyst Brook is described by state environmental officials as a high-quality tributary to the Fort River, which is home to some of the most diverse aquatic life in the state. The dam, 20 feet tall and 170 feet long, was constructed in 1820 to provide power to mills. From the 1960s through the 80s, it created a local swimming hole and fishing spot. In 2007, state inspectors determined it was structurally deficient. The owner, Bob Karkoff, publisher of HRD Press, was facing substantial costs to maintain the obsolete structure, as well as legal liability in the event of an accident.
So this was our best option. I mean, simply, couldn't afford to repair it.
It's estimated it would cost $300,000 to repair the dam. Removing it will cost $193,000. The project is funded by several government entities and private organizations, including Clean Water Action and Fish America Foundation. Funds also come from the Massachusetts Environmental Trust, which gets revenue from the 3 environmentally themed specialty license plates the state issues. The Massachusetts Division of Ecological Restoration emphasizes dam removal as a river restoration tool, according to the division director, Tim Purinton.
It's a really positive component of what you can do. There's lots of doom and gloom when it comes to environmental issues. But when it comes to restoration, we're seeing the benefits of restoration, the healing of ecosystems, almost right away, especially with dam removal projects, because the benefits that they give back are almost immediate.
There are about 3,000 privately owned dams in Massachusetts.
Many of them are not serving a purpose. There's only about a handful that are actually hydro facilities. There's only about 50 that are actually are designed to control floods, and then the vast majority of them are serving no active and useful purpose, and they really are great candidates for removal.
The state has about 30 dam removal projects currently underway. Inspectors have flagged about 2,000 structurally deficient dams in Massachusetts. State Representative Stephen Kulik says the legislature's been trying to come up with a dam safety bill to repair or remove these structures.
We're working on finding a funding mechanism for that. It's an increasingly important issue.
Dam safety inspections were stepped up a few years ago following the breach of a privately owned rock dam in southeastern Massachusetts that produced the risk of a catastrophic flood. Reporting from Pelham, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.